This is Sports World on the BBC World Service.
Hello, I'm Sarah Mulkerns with the headlines at 16 hours GMT. Paul Pogba has put Manchester United 1-0 up against Arsenal in our commentary match. We'll be back at Old Trafford shortly. Earlier, champions Manchester City beat West Ham 4-1. Raheem Sterling says they want the Premier League goals and points record.
You can easily ease up now, but everyone's fully on it, fully with the programme with the manager set out, and we're looking to try and create history.
But a mixed day for City fans after their women's team was beaten by Lyon in the Champions League semi-finals.
I don't think there's a better team in Europe that can defend the way City have. That's Champions League, you know, you play the best, you want to beat the best, and we fancy our chances just as much as anyone else.
And F1 world champion Lewis Hamilton won the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, his first victory of the season. Sports World continues in 5 minutes.
Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The new US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has expressed deep concern at what he called Iran's ambition to dominate the Middle East and its escalating threats towards Israel. He was speaking in Jerusalem after talks with the Israeli leader, Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Pompeo said the US was determined to counter threats from Iran.
Unlike the past administration, President Trump has a comprehensive Iran strategy that is designed to counter the full array of threats emanating from Tehran. As part of the president's comprehensive Iran strategy, we are also working to counter the broad set of non-nuclear threats, Iran's missile systems, its support for Hezbollah, the importation of thousands of proxy fighters into Syria, and its assistance to the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Mr. Pompeo reiterated that President Trump would abandon the international nuclear agreement with Iran unless it could be strengthened. The British, French and German leaders have agreed that pursuing the current nuclear deal with Iran is the best way to neutralise the threat of the country acquiring nuclear weapons. In telephone calls, Theresa May, Emmanuel Macron and Angela Merkel also agreed on the need to address elements that the deal doesn't cover, including Iran's ballistic missiles. Protesters in Armenia have put up roadblocks on major routes in response to the opposition leader's call for civil disobedience against the government.